Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the last great day. And today we're going to finish the last verses in Romans chapter 11. So we're going to be reading today Romans chapter 11 and verses 28 through 32. Now, the subject overall is the fact that blindness in part has occurred to Israel, and this is for a period of time. The period of time is until the Gentiles come in, and that means until the number of Gentiles comes into the church that God wants. After that time, God says He's going to graft Israel back into the promises, and for the first time He's going to work with the nation of Israel as a whole to give them salvation. And that's as soon as Yeshua returns to this earth, His second coming, all of those people who have remained alive after the Battle of Armageddon, these physical beings that survived that, when Yeshua returns to this earth, along with the resurrected saints, we will, along with Jesus the Christ, be ruling as kings and priests. Yeshua, of course, is going to be Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the High Priest, but the saints will be ruling with Him as kings and priests, teaching people the ways of God, and the people that we will be teaching are all of the Gentiles who survive the Great Tribulation, the Day of the Lord, the Battle of Armageddon, and all of the Israelites that survived that. And they will be physical human beings. And so at the start of the millennium, that's how it's going to be. You're going to have physical Gentiles, physical Israelites, and then you're going to have the church, which has been resurrected to glory, ruling and reigning with Jesus the Christ. And we will rule with Him for 1,000 years. So that's going to be the first time that God begins to work with the physical nation of Israel to give them salvation, just like God began to work with Gentiles during Jesus' first coming to give them salvation. And when the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, which is going to be at Christ's return, then He's going to begin to work with the physical Israelites. And then after that 1,000 years, all of the Gentiles and Israelites who never had a chance to know Jesus as their Savior will be resurrected to physical life and given their first opportunity at salvation. That's what we've been talking about, and we can see that through many scriptures, one of which is in Romans chapter 11. So we're going to end today Romans chapter 11, and we'll start by reading verse 28. It says, "Indeed," this is Paul speaking to Gentiles. These Gentiles were a part of the church in Rome. And it says, "Indeed, as regarding the gospel, the Israelites are enemies for your sakes." And we know that the church began to be persecuted by Jews. It says, "They are enemies for your sakes. But as regards the election," now keep that word in mind, the election, because we're going to let the scripture teach us what that is saying. "But as regards the election, they," the Israelites, "are beloved for the Father's sake. For the free gifts and calling of God are without repentance," meaning that God is offering free gifts, God is calling people out of the world, and He's saying that's without repentance. That means that God is not going to change His mind. He is going to seek to save Israel. It's just right now, for a temporary period of time, He has suspended His work with the Israelites, but He will come back to them. All right. Now, it says in verse 30, "For as you also then disbelieved God," at one time the Gentiles were not in a relationship with God, so they disbelieved God. "For as you also then disbelieved God, but now have been shown mercy," so they've been shown mercy because God has said, "I'm going to give you your chance at salvation now. So you've been shown mercy because I've forgiven you of your sins. I've imputed righteousness to you. I've given you the gift and down payment of eternal life. I'm now writing my laws in your hearts and in your mind. You're a part of the new covenant. You're a part of the church. So you once were not, you disbelieved God, you didn't have a relationship with God, but now you physical Gentiles are spiritual Israelites. You've come into relationship with God by the power of the Holy Spirit to understand that Jesus, the Christ, is our salvation. God has anointed Him to be our Savior. So just like that, though, just like you have now shown mercy because of the disbelief of the Israelites, and that's why God temporarily suspended his working with them because of their disbelief, that even so, this is verse 31, even so, these Israelites also have not believed right now, because God has suspended them, which means that God is not even giving them the Holy Spirit to draw them out of the world, to take the blinders off their eyes and open up their minds to see Jesus as Yeshua, to see Christ as Messiah. So that, and he says, you know, they don't believe now, so that through your mercy, they may also obtain mercy. So God has a plan. God always takes things in order. All right, and that's why we've been saying that God's seven annual holy days reveal to us God's seven-step plan of salvation. God is not trying to save everyone at the same time. God has a seven-step plan of salvation. And this part of his plan of salvation, which is really pictured by the Feast of Pentecost, from Pentecost, which is the third feast, until Trumpets, which is the fourth feast. At Trumpets, Jesus Christ returns to this earth. So this stage from Pentecost to Trumpets is the time of the Gentiles, when the fullness of the Gentiles is being drawn in and given their opportunity at salvation. Then, after Yeshua returns, which is pictured by the fourth holy day, which is Feast of Trumpets, then we go into the Day of Atonement, which is the fifth of God's holy day, and that shows Satan being bound for 1,000 years, put into the bottomless pit. And then we go into the sixth step of God's plan of salvation, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, this pictures the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ, along with the resurrected saints who have been given eternal life. This is during the period of time when God will, for the first time, work with the nation of Israel to give them salvation. And again, that'll be all the Israelites that survived the Great Tribulation, the last great day, and the Battle of Armageddon. If they're physical human beings and they're still alive, that's going to be their first chance, as well as, frankly, for a lot of the Gentiles as well. But then after that period of time comes the seventh of God's annual holy days, which is called the last great day. That's at the end of the 1,000 years. Satan is loose for a little season. He goes out to deceive the nations, and then he's thrown into the lake of fire. Then there's a resurrection from the dead. God is going to resurrect the majority of people who have ever lived, including Israelites, including many Gentiles, and that's going to be their first chance at salvation. That's going to be when their minds have been opened, when they will no longer be blind. They'll have an opportunity to receive the Holy Spirit. And so that's what it's talking about up to verse 31. Now in verse 32 of Romans chapter 11, it says, now this is so important. I can't stress to you how important this is. For God, notice this, for God, it doesn't say Satan here. It says, for God has shut them up in unbelief. God has shut them all up in unbelief. It is God's responsibility. Now, he said earlier in verse 29 that his free gifts and callings are without repentance. So God has not forgotten about the Israelites. God has not said, I've cast them off permanently. No, he's just cast them off temporarily. He's temporarily suspended his working with them so that he can work with the Gentiles. He works with the Gentiles to say to the Gentiles, look, you take the same book that I gave to the Israelites, you believe what I say because you have faith, because you have the Holy Spirit, which gives you faith, and you follow me, you see how I can give you glory. And then this is going to provoke the Israelites to jealousy. They're going to say, wait a minute, this is our book. God's going to say, you're right, it is your book. Now it's your time to follow the Gentiles, okay? Because first God dealt with the Israelites to give them physical promises, and they got all puffed up, but God then kind of like slap them in the face and say, shut up and sit down. You listen to the Gentiles. I'm turning to them, and I'm going to give them now a chance at salvation. And then you, in your high-mindedness, have to come back and say, well, I'm sorry for being high-minded. I see that you followed God by belief, by faith, and we did not believe because we had a hardness of heart. So now we're ready to listen also. That's what God is doing. Now, if you don't believe me, let's read the last part of verse 32. What it says, the first part, is, for God has shut them up, all in unbelief. But why? So that he might show mercy to all. First of all, he showed mercy to the Gentiles because they were without God. He showed mercy to them by saying, okay, now you have your chance at salvation. And now is that time that they're having their chance at salvation, the Gentiles. But then God says, after I provoke Israel to jealousy, then I'm going to bring Israel back into a relationship with me, and I'm going to show mercy to them because I'm going to give them a chance at salvation. And then God can truly say he has shown mercy to all. That is the beauty of God. That's the wisdom of God. And we should not be questioning that. We should not be believing the lies that Satan has introduced into Christian theology, which is to say that right now is the only time that people have for salvation. So in other words, from the time of Adam and Eve until Jesus's second coming, from that start, which was about 6,000 years ago, until Jesus Christ returns, that during that 6,000 years of mankind's existence, and this is mankind created in God's image and God's likeness, during this 6,000 year period of time, this is the only time that people will have at salvation. And if people die even before Jesus came to this earth, people that lived and died, if they didn't accept Jesus, well, they must be going to hell. Well, that's stupid. You can throw that idea in hell because that's where it belongs. Or people will say, yeah, well, you know, whoever is alive now, for instance, when the gospel is being preached throughout the world, if these people die having not accepted Jesus, well, then they're going to be burning in hell. Well, that idea can go to hell too, because that is not the truth. The truth of the matter is, there are many people in this day and age who will live and die never having heard the gospel. And there are many, many people who hear the gospel but don't understand the gospel. So this is not the only time of salvation. God is going to give everyone a chance at salvation. I do not teach, and the Bible does not teach, a second chance theology that you have your chance at salvation, you reject Christ, you die, and then you come back and you get another chance. No, that is not the case. The Bible does not say that. That's not what I'm teaching. What I am teaching is that God has blinded people, he shut up people in unbelief, and he has done that for a certain period of time so that he can accomplish something else. Once he accomplishes that something else, then he goes back to those people who were blinded, who were shut up in unbelief. He takes the blinders off of their eyes. He opens up the opportunity for them to believe. That is their first chance at salvation. Now, you might be saying, well, that's unfair. Well, I'm saying to you, let's deal with that in the next program. If you haven't been convinced yet, we'll deal with that in our next program. But I do thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.